Thank you very much. So thank you to Paul and Julie for organising this. It's great. And look forward to hearing what people have to say in the rest of the afternoon. So my talk's called The Integrity of Realism. And most of you will be familiar with some of the work, I think, but let's just go through because it brings us right up to the present projects that I'm working on. So it's this idea of an art practice and its role as a representation formed by valuing realism. I consider myself a realist, and in this current, the current climate, valuing realism would appear to be important in an era of the 20th century, the whole simulacra thing, and in the 21st century, of course, in this whole issue of fake news. So this is a practice that utilises direct media. So it's picture here, a rubbing of the Noel Gay, and that work is currently on show in an exhibition which is called Black Mist Burnt Country. It's travelling around the country, literally around Australia for 2 years, but the rubbing which the Art Gallery of New South Wales have, they'd only allow it to go into the SH Urban Gallery, the first venue. So I made the second work, which is the fuel line clamp from the Enola Gay, which has enabled my presence to be part of that show travelling around. But it's obviously from a rubbing and a object from a particular circumstance, condition, then I'm calling this direct media. Now, that of course is nothing new. There's pictures there of the Shroud of Turin. It's a Veronica's handkerchief. This is a kind of familiar historical phenomena. They also happen to be fakes, whereas I'm talking about realism, but this historical context plays on this same issue of rubbings. In terms of the Shroud of Turin, it was the shroud that wrapped Christ. In a similar issue with the handkerchief, that's St. Veronica wiped the blood from Christ's face. So there's this directness between the object and a material which might capture its presence. And of course, it also relates to relics, religious relics, and also that goes on in a sense to souvenirs, but souvenirs of momentous occasions. That's a helmet, I think, from a German helmet, not surprisingly, from the battle for Stalingrad. So these things are all very powerful direct media examples. So one of the other things that is important in relation to this work is that it's a one-to-one. So the difference, I guess, between the historical examples that I've been talking about and what I do and others do is that it's actually a one-to-one relationship to the subject matter undertaken in the presence and, of course, in real time. So this is one of, so that idea of being on location, this is one of 10 sites that I worked on along the Chinese-North Korean border, up the Yalu River and the Chumen River. Empty carriages coming back from North Korea. So being there in real time, in the real situation, engages with the complete context of the experience. So this is working with the People's Liberation Army to get the authority to do it. I'm just going to move on just for time. So there's also another element of realism here which is important, and I'm calling it the reciprocity of realism. Because if you're working with institutions and organisations and issues which are difficult in terms of gaining access, I'm now flipping to a slide from a presentation that I did in Montreal last year, in a conference on borders, walls and violence. And the presentation I gave was called Australia, whatever, Saving Lives, Losing Face. So these are the sorts of issues that we are all confronted with in relation to sovereign borders and the Australian policy. So in the context of that, this is a slide from that presentation as well. One of the challenges, of course, that we have is the challenge of secrecy and access. So what I did and what I've done in this particular instance, using the integrity of realism, has worked with the Australian War Memorial. I'm sorry, that's my emails, I think, coming in. The Australian War Memorial and the Defence Department directly, not working through the public service or the media or politicians, not surprisingly. So, the green text simply indicates it was a slide from this presentation in Montreal. So the second point, of course, is the challenge of the actual fieldwork. This is HMAS Albany. So this is working on HMAS Albany now a year ago. Seeing we're up to 10 minutes, I'm just going to have to skip out of this, I think. We end up doing a on-water rubbing of a sear film somewhere, but let's just keep going ahead. So, the next challenge, of course, is if you've got access, then what do you do in terms of interpreting that realism in a studio context? If you remember the work that I was doing on the bombed bridge in Dan Dong, across from North Vietnam, the work that I was doing with the two different techniques, this in fact is the outcome. Up on Chiang Mai Mountain, which is right at the apex of North Korea and China, interesting area, interesting zone, then this is the rubbing work, and then in the interpretation can be this. So although I'm working with realism, there's a huge dimension of interpretation which you have to deal with. You saw the work on HMAS Albany. This is the site work on an AP-3C Orion surveillance aircraft. Difficult site work. But then back in the studio, it's equally challenging. This is how, this is sort of three stages into it. This is sort of five stages into it. With a AP-3C Orion, when they're trying to stay aloft for longer in terms of surveillance, then they can cut one engine, engine one. And this is how I'm currently dealing with it. So this is a problem, and it's not a problem that only I face. Susanna Castledon, who you would know, Paul,
yeah,
has been doing rubbings recently, including aeroplane wings. And she's gone, not surprisingly, perhaps just working with this for the first time, into the very, very kind of realist mode of trying to represent them, not distorted, but in a flat surface. So it really looks like the surface of the wing upon which she rubbed of a civil aviation aircraft. So I'm just coming to the end now. So the point here in terms of interpreting realism is that what we have to do is that I've got to go back to the people I'm working with, the institutions I'm working with, the Australian War Memorial, Australian Defence. There's already stuff coming out like rubbing it in for history and artwork as large as life. So there's a pretty direct response to what the work is doing. But it has to be interpreted, has to be accepted by those institutions. And it's then, I guess, that it comes back into the public domain and ultimately into a kind of political domain. So it has to get challenged forward. This was back to that other presentation I was talking about. It has to be accepted, it has to be integrated with the institutions, and that's when the exposure happens. So just to conclude, in terms of this idea of the integrity of realism, firstly, I value realism. Surprise, surprise. I've used this, the direct media approach. It's important, I think, because it operates in a real time, real place representation. Associated with it is this reciprocity of realism, both in terms of getting the image, but working with the subjects and the institutions that you might have chosen. And of course, the final point, and it's a challenging one, is the interpretation of that in terms of the studio context. And I would argue that that's all really important in terms of the fake news, alternate truths, religious dogma, personality traits that I'm really referring there to, this issue where if someone thinks they can do something or thinks they have a right to do something, well then there's kind of a fair go that they actually should do that or that should be possible, and then that builds into a broader kind of cult activity. And even economic imperatives, you know, which are really anti the truth. There's an economic imperative, you know, to mine the whatever basin, but that may be against, you know, a broader environmental truth. So these things are all great challenges to us, and what I'm arguing is that the integrity of realism is the response that I found to be most worthwhile. So thank you. 15 minutes and 21 seconds.
Well, we're going to have questions afterwards and a discussion afterwards, so we'll...